Okay, this is it. Huh. 1, 2, 3.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
I'm going insane! Yeah!
Message on my notepad said to call him. Her drained and clogged and backed up for some time. Told me bring your snake and come right over. But I felt the snake she wanted was mine. I loaded up my tools and lubed my wrenches. And I made it to the truck in record time. Well, I could be somewhere honky-tonk. Touches her behind. Well, it took 2,000 flushes for her to call my line. But tonight I got woman on my mind. She was standing on the porch all hot and bothered. She quickly led me to her salad bag. When she bent down, I saw the part that needed some clogging. Well, I'm just the guy to fix that lady's can. I asked her when's the last time she'd been serviced. She said I always keep a tidy bowl. Well, I watched her flush with some anticipation. Her hole. Tonight I got plumbing on my mind. I'm gonna fix the stuff that touches her behind. She's a queen upon her throne. I'll make that gal my own. Tonight I got plumbing on my mind.
Help me to hold. See if this thing works now, baby.
Yup, toilet humor. That's what we start off with tonight, folks. And yeah, pretty soon we'll be hauling out the dick jokes. That was The Fools. That was Plumbing on My Mind. And that was from their great album, Show 'em Your Nuts. There's an apostrophe there. I'll let you decide where to place it. I being Mike Gold, this being Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mind, it's my mind, and wow, it's a strange and dangerous place. Particularly tonight, we've got wonderful stuff for you. Just wonderful stuff. We're going to educate you. We're going to excite you. We're going to get you off your feet. We're going to get you to put on them Bobby socks, roll up the carpet, and then get out some snacks and watch some TV. We also have, and this is a big deal, we also have a set that is just phenomenal. It's later on. It's in tribute to Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. It is about four or five of their songs done with the greatest lineup they ever had in the greatest venue they ever played at. We'll talk more about it later on. But even if you're not a Zappa fan, I think you're really going to enjoy it. We'll see. If not, your tendency just might be to run away. If you're going to do so, hey, do it with Bonnie Raitt right here on GetThePointRadio.com. Yeah, America's true, one and only, the world, the galaxy's pop culture channel.
As I Oh, Fingers. There once was a man who was none too good, and then I'd say he's none too bad. Times he is mighty good for a spell, and times he go out and he raise a little hell. Mediocre Fred. Mediocre Fred. Fred went to work from 8 to 5, and he punched a clock to show his life. Went to church every Sunday morn. Sometimes he wondered why he was born. Mediocre Fred. Mediocre dull Fred. Fred went to the movies every Saturday night, liked to watch TV and the Western fights, and he paid his taxes most every year, and on a hot summer day, why, he drank a little beer. Exciting, mediocre Fred. Mediocre Fred. Well, the days went by all dull and gray, and he didn't think much and had little to say. And when the full moon rose, he'd climb over the moat, find some people sleeping, and he'd bite their throats. Mediocre Fred. Mediocre, dull Fred.
Look out, baby, I'm in a dangerous mood. Yeah, you better watch out, baby, I'm in a dangerous mood. You see, I done called up the boss man, told him where to go and just what to do and where to stick it. Call me crazy, but I did what I had. Yeah, you can call me stupid. Oh, still did what I had to do. Well, I had to steal a little time, baby, so I could spend it all on you. Parked a car down the street, and I unplugged the phone, yeah, so it would look just like ain't nobody home. Put a rose on your pillow where you lay your pretty head. I'm gonna rub your tired shoulders, I'm gonna bring your to your bed. Yeah. Yeah, you better watch out, baby, I'm in a dangerous mood. Well, I had to steal a little time, baby, so I could spend it all on you. I spent a little, and I hired you a piano player. Thank you. yourself, girl. We just have to do it twice. I done made myself a will. Call my next of kin. Cause I'm gonna love you over and over and over. 3-4 more times again. Yeah, yeah. You better watch our baby long. Cause I, in a day, don't move yet. Well, I had a, still in a time, baby. So I could spend it all on you. One last paycheck, baby, and I'm gonna spend every dime on you.
Oh,
What's Love Got to Do With It? Oh, man, the amazing voice of Miss Tina Turner. Before that, Keb Moe we heard from. Yep, that's from his brand new record. That was Dangerous Moon. Before him, the Smothers Brothers with Mediocre Fred, as is Tommy Smothers was doing the vocals. That all happened because a bunch of friends of mine and I were having this sort of email discussion, and Pat Paulson's name, the great, the late, great Pat Paulson, who wrote for the Smothers Brothers, he wrote that song, Mediocre Fred, one of the greatest political satirists of the late 60s, and that's saying something. That's saying something serious. So I decided to blow off the dust of that MP3 and put it on for you. Before Tommy was Bo Diddley Sad, hours before Bo Buddy Guy, Mustang Sally. And as promised, we opened with Bonnie Raitt's Runaway. Last week, we did a set of amusingly ass-kicking political music because of the Republican convention. Since then, we've had the Democratic convention, and what good spin deserves another. Therefore, we're going to kick that all off with Cream Innate.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio!
We live in a political world. Love don't have any place. We live in times where men commit crimes, and crime don't have a face. We live in a political world. Icicles hanging down. Wedding bells ringing, angels singing, clouds cover up the ground. We live in a political world. Wisdom is thrown into jail. It rots in a cell, misguided as hell, leaving no one to pick up the trail. We live in a political world where mercy walks the plank. Life is in mirrors, death disappears and steps into the nearest bay. Show that it's real. We live in a political world. The cities of a lonesome fear. Little by little, you turn to the middle, but you're never sure why you're here. We live in a political world. Under the microscope.
Record will not be heard, so that we may bring you this special report. Ladies and gentlemen, the President.
He comes.
Boogity, boogity.
They go.
Boogity, boogity.
Mr. President, have you any statement to make to the American people?
We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun.
In your opinion, who is responsible for all your recent problems?
Benny and the Jets.
Portions of the White House tapes are missing. Will you tell us what was really on those tapes? Mr. President, those missing conversations must have been very important. Who were you with?
My girl, Bill.
And just who is my girl, Bill?
She's a dance machine.
Mr. President, we understand you've been practicing for another line of work. Can you give us an example? Here with me is the Vice President. How would you sum up the President's current situation?
The best thing that ever happened to me.
Sir, many members of Congress started out supporting the President. What is their present position?
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Just arriving from the Mideast is Henry Kissinger. And Mr. Secretary, what did Golda Meir have to say about Watergate? And when you met with the Premier of Russia, what was his comment?
Ooga shaka, ooga, ooga, ooga shaka.
There's the president again.
He comes.
Boogie there, boogie there.
There he goes.
Boogie there, boogie there.
Well, Mr. President, have you anything further to say to the American people?
I won't last a day without you.
We will be unable to continue this special report because the following portions of this record have been erased.
I want to grow up to be a politician and take over this beautiful land. I want to grow up to be a politician and be the old US of A's number one man. I'll always be tough, but I'll never be scary. I want to shoot guns or butter my bread. I work in the towns or conservate the prairies. And you can believe the future's ahead. I'll give the young the right to vote as soon as they mature, but spare the rod and spoil the child to help them feel secure. And if I win election day, I might give you a job. I'll sign a bill to help the poor to show I'm not a snob. I'll open my door, I'm charging no admission, and you can be sure I'll give you my hand. I want to grow up to be a politician and take over this beautiful land. I'll make you glad you got me in with everything I do, and I'll defend until the end the old red, white, and blue. I want to grow up to be a politician and take over this beautiful land, and take over this beautiful land, and take over this beautiful land.
Promises are cheap. Let me bear your crosses, make me boss of bosses, then you'll go back to sleep.
Hey-ho, don't worry, pop your cross in the bin. No matter who you vote for, the government always gets in.
Nobody can win, no matter who you vote for, the no matter who you vote for, the government always gets in.
Shake your hand and say hello. He's the people's candidate. He's got all the answers. And he knows why the world's a mess. He's seen it on the news. You must believe me, I'm the one that most of you will choose. That most of you will choose. Sugar-coated truth. I'm the other people's ray of hope. There's them that do, them that don't, and them what's got no learning. I'm born again, I never lie, I say my prayers at night. I'll make the world a safer place through military might. Through military might.
Obama person. Yeah. I like him. I've liked Obama since before he ran for president the first time when he was a senator in Chicago. Not like I'm so smart or hoity-toity. He was on Letterman and I thought he was cool. And I remember when he decided to run for president, I was like, I'm going to work on that campaign. And I did. And because I live in Los Angeles, I could go to this fundraiser out here that was just star-studded, like a who's who. And you could walk, you know, he was just a senator at the time, so you could walk right up to him and pet him. And I did. I wanted to think of something smart to say or question to ask, and I was like, Senator Obama, when you were a student in Boston, did you ever encounter any racism? And I'll never forget what he said. He said, I'm Kanye West. And I was like, totally. Like, I'm Kanye West, too. We all are. I get it. We're so divided. We live in a very divided country. Like, it's crazy, you know? It's not even about ideas anymore. It's not even about ideals anymore. It's just teams. It's just the Red Sox and the Yankees. It's just hatred, you know? And I think whether you're liberal or you're conservative, it's so important to remember that we all of us love our families, love our country, believe what we're doing is right. You know, maybe liberals are a little more open-minded, a little more progressive. You know, maybe conservatives are a little less progressive, a little more faggotish. But I pray for them. I do. I was just literally praying for the billions of teeny tiny Republicans that die every single year in hookers' assholes. I know what some of you are thinking, and you're right. You're right. Really? That's what you're going to pick on, the Republican Party? That's what you're choosing to pick on? You know, I mean, surely there are Democrats that have butt sex with prostitutes. You're right. You're 100% right. There are. But Democrats aren't trying to take my rights away. So when a Democrat gives a hooker anal warts, she can then go to a clinic and get that shit zapped. It's just bewildering to me that a party that is so about having big government out of their backyard is so intent on legislating my my pussy. People don't make the simplest connections, you know? I feel like I have shit here. I don't. That'd be my biggest fear. Okay. Do you have anything in my teeth? I ate blueberries.
Take your country by force. I wanna be elected.
You're welcome, Alice. Ladies and gentlemen, the Republican Party's very own Alice Cooper. I think more of a golf party this year. Before Al, the Democrats' very own Sarah Silverman. Here she's talking about Senator Obama. Last week, she was talking about Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. And I think she got a little noise there for criticizing some of Bernie's supporters who just won't acknowledge the fact that, A, Bernie's done an enormous amount of good, and B, he didn't get the nomination. There was cheating and stuff. Didn't change the outcome any. And as much as I hate to say it, that's standard operating procedure in American elections. Everybody's elections, really. Before Sarah. Oh, I got another story. Johnny Burns, the people's candidate. Johnny Burns is the son of Jethro Burns. Many years ago, I was in Chicago. I got off of the subway, the elevated, to go home. It was like 3 a.m. He had just gotten off from work. He was playing at a club called Huey's with a big statue of Baby Huey out in front. It was a great place. And he was bitching. He was sitting around the counter at a restaurant called Cindy Sue's. He said, this guy who just announced is Jimmy Carter. And a bunch of us said, yeah, what about him? We didn't know anything about him. He just announced. He said, I'd never vote for him. Oh, yeah, why? Well, because he owned a club that I played at in Georgia. And after hours, he would sit there and play poker with us, and he'd cheat. I said, was he good at it? He says, yeah. I said, well, maybe he'd be a good president then. We all sat around and thought about it. You know, it was like 3 a.m. We didn't think that much. Before Johnny, the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, I think it was their very last track. No matter who you vote for, the government always gets in, and ain't that the truth? Before the Bonzos, the Birds. I want to grow up to be a politician before the Birds. Ah, the great, the inimitable Dickie Goodman, Mr. President. Before that, Mr. Bob Dylan. Political World, one of my favorite of his tracks. And we opened with Cream, Politician. Time to rock your socks off. We're going to do that, starting off with Kim Lenz, Innate.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.
But get mixed up. What I hear from the evil little devil whispering in my ear, I got a devil on my shoulder. Yeah, 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 you done run away. I got a devil on my shoulder, and you just won't let me be. I'm a swing in my walk, fire my talk, you make me drive real fast. Roll right, stand play, smoke and drink. Dang, little devil gonna be the enemy. I got a devil on my shoulder. Yeah, yeah.
what's a cookin' if you hang around? I used to chop cotton on cotton farm. I used to feed the horses in the big red barn. I used to take potatoes right from the ground. Now I'm dipping chili down in Memphis town. I'm a chili dipping baby down in Memphis town. Got the hottest dipper that has ever been found. Ain't a sugar daddy ever turning down. And I'll show you what's a cookin' if you hang around. And when I started cooking, let me tell you, Joe, I lit the bronze burner on the old gas stove. And when I started stirring in my little black pot, my dipper got to steaming and it blew my top. I'm a chili dipper, baby, down in Memphis town. Got the hottest dipper that has ever been found. Ain't a sugar daddy ever turned it down. And I'll show you what to cookin' if you hang around. Officials holding the bag. I'm a chili dipper, baby, down in Memphis town. Got the hottest dipper that has ever been found. Ain't a sugar daddy ever turned it down. And I'll show you what's a cooking if you hang around. Ticket back to Memphis town. I'm a chili dipper, baby, down in Memphis town. Got the hottest dipper that has ever been found. Ain't a sugar daddy ever turned it down. And I'll show you what's a cooking if you hang around.
Well, how come you say you will when you won't? You tell me you do, baby, when you don't. Let me know, honey, how you feel. Tell the truth now, is love real? Oh, honey, don't. Well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. No, honey, don't. Hey, honey, don't. Say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. Well, I love you, baby, and you ought to know. I like the way that you wear your clothes. Everything about you is so doggone sweet. You got that sand all over your feet. So, hey, honey, don't. We'll be right back.
like my man. They're talking and laughing, gonna drink in the hand. Blues, 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 keep a calling me. Well, she's looking mighty happy. She done stole my daddy from me, from me.
With the my little ballroom baby, my little ballroom baby, yeah, my little ballroom baby, come and look and dance with me. Well, I'll take you in my arms and glide across the floor. Well, I hate to hear that music stop, I want to dance with you some more. My little ballroom baby, my little ballroom baby. Shakily hips up, east and off for the guy. My little ballroom baby, my little ballroom baby, yeah, my little ballroom baby, come and look and dance with me. Ben, she falls in love with me. My little ballroom baby, my little ballroom baby, yeah, my little ballroom baby, come along and dance with me.
Caldonia, Caldonia, what makes your big head so hard?
I love you, love you just the same.
Danger, oh. I'm only one, oh. You're so nice, oh. I'll always
always stick with you. Like white on rice, cause I love you. Love you just the same. Yeah, I'm crazy about you, baby, cause Carl don't know is your name. Now, every time we kiss, you make my head go round. Baby, your loving turns me upside down. The way you do me is a dirty, dirty shame. But I'm crazy about you, baby, cause Caledonia is your name. Caledonia! Caledonia! What makes your big head so hard? But I love you. Love you just the same. Yes, I'm crazy.
Put it down in the slot. What do you got? Oh, a rock and a whole lot of bop. Gonna rock my baby tonight. Gonna rock my baby tonight. When the band starts playing and the gang starts wailing, gonna rock my baby tonight. Gonna rock my baby tonight. Gonna rock my baby tonight. Gonna play the rock and roll and drink Coca-Cola. Gonna rock my baby tonight. Shoes, old blue jeans, and every we dance, I'm a rock and roll queen. Gonna rock my baby tonight. Gonna rock my baby tonight. When the jukebox playing and the gang starts wailing, gonna rock my baby tonight. Gonna rock my baby tonight. Gonna rock my baby tonight. Gonna play the rock and roll and drink Coca-Cola. Gonna rock my baby tonight.
Once you get a fix, it happens all over again.
quit. I'm too old to change. Ain't what am I gonna do? I got chop top slammed down 49 Mercury Blues.
Set had the most number of tunes. From the top this time, Kim Lenz and her Jaguars. Devil on My Shoulder, Joyce Pointer, Chili Dippin' Baby. That sounds kind of sexual, doesn't it? Carl Perkins followed with Honey Don't, a classic. Marty Brom, Blues Keep Callin'. Emmy Lou and the Rhythm Boys. Ballroom Baby, Dale Hawkins followed with a rockabilly cover of Louis Jordan's Caledonia. Music around that time was sort of preoccupied with women with big legs and big feet being great cooks. Haven't figured that one out yet. Laura Lee Perkins followed with Gonna Rock My Baby Tonight, Brian Setzer, 49 Mercury Blues. That's the 1949 Mercury, not 49 Mercuries, although that'd be cool. And Wanda Jackson, oh my God, the great Wanda Jackson, with probably her greatest tune, Fujiyama Mama. I promised you some Zappa. Here's the Bird's Eye Lowdown, way back in 1971. a New York promoter decided to bring Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention to Carnegie Hall. One problem, Carnegie hadn't played rock and roll. Actually, they didn't want to play rock and roll. They never would play rock and roll. It was beneath them. So the promoter said, well, Frank Zappa is a classical musician. Oh, okay, fine. So they did two shows with, I think, the greatest gathering of mothers. I don't know if Ruth Underwood was in. That would have made it better if she was. Ainsley Dunbar was on drums. Oh, my God. And Ian Underwood was certainly there. And Flo and Eddie, Howard Kellen and Mark Volman. And Jim Pons, the three of them, had just left the Turtles. Don Sherwood. It was just a terrific group. And I wanted to play some tracks from that. But all of Zappa stuff segues, particularly when it's live. So we're going to play you 26 minutes worth. Call Any Vegetable, Any Way the Wind Blows, Magdalena and Dog Breath. Ladies and gentlemen, with his Mothers of Invention, Frank Zappa in just 8 seconds.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.
Call it by name. You gotta call one today. When you get off the train,
call any vegetable, and the chances are good.
Thank you.
You know, a lot of people don't bother about their friends in the vegetable kingdom. They think, what can I say? And sometimes they think, where can I go?
Where can I go to get the runs in Manhattan?
At the City Squire Inn at 312.
Where can I go to get castrated in Central Park?
At 15th Avenue Hotel at the Harlem.
Where can I go to have my hemorrhoids lanced in Yonkers? Where can I go to get a rancid cowboy shirt in Hollywood?
At Hart and Dottie Todd's rancid.
Where can I go to have a striped flag shirt
at
made
Rod,
so I can get the shit beat out of me?
Rod. Questions, questions, questions flooding into the mind of the concerned young person today. Oh, but it is a wonderful time to be alive. And I doubt that there is one person in this audience tonight that wouldn't agree with the concept that it's really great to be alive when you can consider the alternatives. And there's one of them now. But I think there's one thing that we should all remember here in this marvelous Carnegie Hall. Ladies and gentlemen, what the fuck are we doing here? And there are other great questions to consider. The origins of various things that have been important to the development of civilization as we know it. I almost cut my hair. So few people know that I Almost Cut My Hair was co-authored by Elliot Roberts. But there's even fewer people who know the real mythical importance of the next few things that I'm going to explain to you. Now these few words, these phrases, which you could recite to yourself in sort of a mantra-like fashion, could, if used properly, under the suitable clinical conditions, provide infinite cosmic wisdom. And I know that's where all you guys would like to be at anyway. Otherwise, you wouldn't be staying here in New York, where it's all really happening. And to enable you to continue your great work, expanding your consciousness, developing into the citizens of tomorrow, we'd like to present to you at this time some helpful hints. They're in code, so you have to pay very close attention. Memorize the code and work it out when you get home. Here is the first coded message. Muffin!
Centaur about to cack, and he went down to the stream to look at his old and weary face and reflection in the pond, and he saw the aged lines, and he thought of all those orgies he'd attended, And he thought of all the grapes he had peeled for them and all those lovely little wood nymphos that he had taken behind the bushes in his youth. And all of a sudden, a magical noise and Pan. Happy, fun-filled, cherubic Pan with his little flute came right up behind the centaur and stuck his flute right up his ass. Which only goes to show the following message.
Magdalena. got a real mouse by the night, but he said to himself, she looks all right. He reached for a chair and grabbed it tight. Threw him against the wall. Blue Cross Man. My daughter, dear, do not be concerned when you're Canadian. That ain't the chair. My daughter, dear, do not be concerned when you're Canadian. That ain't the chair. I work so hard. Don't you understand? Making maple syrup for the pancakes of a land. Do you have any idea? Was drooling a bit as he reached for a chip. He said to himself, this is gonna be it. But the girl turned around and said, go eat shit. Ran down the hall. Right on. My daughter, dear, do not be concerned when you're Canadian. That is the chip. My daughter, dear, do not be concerned when you're Canadian. That is the chip. I work so hard. Don't you understand? Making maple syrup for the perfect time. Record that always gave you an orgasm in the eighth grade. You know what I mean, honey? I remember well. Honey, we can go through Central Park together. And we can watch the sun come up over the bunny things where you get your picture taken and put on a pin in the children's zoo. And then after that, we can have a rancid sausage sandwich on Lima Street. Yes! And you get the drizzly shits and fart all the way home. Oh, can't you see it now, honey? New York has so much to offer. Why, it's a fucking summer festival. Fun city. And it's yours, baby. It's for you and me. It's our oyster. Now, believe me, Magdalena, when I saw you yesterday in the hallway, I didn't mean to grab your little titty there. I said, my God, my own daughter, my flesh and blood. I gave my sperm to this kid, and now all of a sudden I'm hard as a rock. You know what I mean? I reached out, and I pulled your little nipple closer to me, darling. And your mommy walked in and said, Harry, Harry, what are you doing with Magdalena's nipple? There was nothing I could say, Magdalena. But if you just walk back to me, honey, we don't need her. We don't need Ian, we don't need George, we don't need anybody. Magdalena, turn around under that day glow picture of Jesus we bought at the night owl, baby. Come on, turn around, come back to me. Your mom will never know, your mom will never know. Your mom will never know, you gotta walk my baby.
you so. Why don't you be here with me, honey? We can take the hot dog and the beer together. We can go see No No Nanette. That promises, promises. We can go to Shirley Darcy at the Waldorf Astoria. Why there's nothing we can't do together, my darling. Come back to your daddy. It's you and me, Magdalena, for the rest of our lives.
Bye.
Yow, 62 seconds. Well, this will be fun. That was Frank Zappa and Mothers of Invention live at Carnegie Hall, 1971. No time this week for a big rant, but Lord knows I've babbled enough. You can communicate with us nonetheless right there on Twitter at Mike Gold. This, of course, is Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. I have been and probably will be once again tomorrow, Mike Gold. We will be back next week, same batshit time, same batshit channel.
That's right.
You may have heard that Mick Jagger, who's 73 but built like a brick shithouse to this very day, is about to become a father again.
Yeah, all right.
Let me know how that bar mitzvah goes, Mick. But still, nonetheless, he does sing for the world's greatest rock and roll band. Everybody needs somebody to love. Right here on GetThePointRadio.com. Take us home, Rolling Stones.
Everybody needs somebody.
This has been an arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
You bet my sweet ass.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the